Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brandon stays. Debo stays. ... for now. But also sounds like probably well into the future as well. Here's Adam Schefter on the situation on the Pat McAfee Show today.
They had inquiries about Brandon Ayuk, and they decided they wanted to try to sign him to a long-term contract that they're still trying to get done. They got a couple of inquiries on Debo. Nothing got close to getting done. And they said over the weekend, and I believe this is the plan, that the plan right now is to move forward with both those guys. Now, here's the deal. Ayuk has not signed that contract. He's headed into the last year of his deal. Juwan Jennings is headed into the last year of his deal. And Debo Samuel is headed into the last year of guaranteed money on his deal that has 2 years left. So clearly, there are wide receiver questions in San Francisco that they're going to have to address. So they got out in front of it this weekend by drafting the two wide receivers that they did, including Ricky Pearsall in round one. And now the Niners don't plan to move on from either of those guys. Now, could that change at some point? Sure, absolutely. And by the way, if there's a team that all of a sudden has a wide receiver injury and makes a big play, could you pry loose one of these guys? It's not what they would like to do. It's not what they're planning to do. It's not what they want to do. But clearly we know that there are some wide receiver questions out in San Francisco.
Okay. And so does that simply mean that it'll happen next March? Maybe. Maybe it'll never happen, by the way. Like, Mike Silver's article, really good sort of like draw you in headline, and it's actually a very good article, but the basic idea of it is the 49ers kept their guys, and so now we go into the last dance.
Right.
And this is going to be the football version of the Bulls because, A, it's definitely going to be different after this year, number one. And number two, his point was, there could be drama throughout. There's always drama in a football season. It's the 49ers, a lot of eyes on him. But his point being, you've sort of signaled to some of these guys that this is the end. Therefore, their mental state might bob and weave throughout the year as well. Debo's an emotional guy. We've already watched it with the way contract negotiations went. Here's the thing. Maybe this is a weird way to look at it. I don't know if one of these guys is gone after the year. Let's say that does happen. Let's say Ayuk gets an extension. Debo is a cap casualty next March. Does that mean that this was the last dance? I sort of look at this as par for the course. Like, big names will leave. Big names will get old. They will retire. They will be cut. They will be traded. What I want for this 49er team, and what I do think is plausible in the NFL, is that this lasts a long time. How can it be the last dance when Brock Purdy's going into season three? The idea in the NFL, when you have a good quarterback, is, no, that's it. You're just good. you're good. The Chiefs each year, oh, we had to get rid of, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. They made some moves in their secondary. The Bills, they're like, yep, we're moving on. No more Stephon Diggs. No more Tre'Davious White. Like, we're moving on. Not making a last dance. You're still expecting them to be good next year. Like, I'd like to think the Niners roster is strong enough to withstand this, is my point.
Yeah, and I think it is. And it's because of Kyle and John, and it's also because Parag Marate and what they've done with contracts and how they're able to circumvent the cap through creative restructures and the rest of it. But the idea of the last dance, I think, refers to especially the core offensive players. And, you know, in football, with 53 guys in the roster and you dress 46, there's always going to be turnover year to year. But I think the notion of a last dance kind of vibe, for me, it speaks to Kittle and McCaffrey, Trent Williams and Brock, Ayuk and Debo. And you can throw Juszczyk in there as well, because I do think he's a core member of that offense. Defensively, you've got some core guys, but Fred's going to be here. Bosa's going to be here. Dre Greenlaw coming back off the Achilles. He might miss all or the majority of the year, but, you know, for me, the last dance idea is more about the offensive core guys. And if Debo leaves at the end of next year, or if he gets traded before then, it does feel a little bit like the page is turned. It doesn't mean you're going to be like the Chicago Bulls, who went from being champions and being great to being completely almost anonymous overnight. You're not going to be that, because you're going to have one of the better quarterbacks in football, and you're going to have Shanahan and Lynch, and you're still going to have a lot of good players on your team.
We're going to go to the phones on this. I did want to pass this along. It was sent out within the last hour by Shams on the NBA stuff. He writes that there is doubt that Giannis and Dame Lillard will be able to play in a potential elimination game 5 versus the Pacers tomorrow night. They're down 3-1. And both, as he said, have tricky strains that complicate returns and create risk. Like, I look at Giannis and I think of KD. I think of what KD did for the Warriors in the playoffs a number of years ago. And I think that that's the conversation that's going on with the Bucks. It's like, could you play? Yeah, you could play. You want to, like, I don't know, risk the rest of your career? No. Not particularly.
Right.
Okay. Especially with Dame Lillard now dealing with an injury as well. So it looks like this is the Bucks are in a really, really tough spot. And for those of you who are watching what this all means for the Warriors, that absolutely could have some sort of a trickle-down effect with that tomorrow night.
I guess, but when
No, and I don't even just mean Giannis. Like, right. There's a trickle-down. There's a fallout. There's a fallout when stuff like this happens.
Giannis with 4 years left on his deal, and these numbers are like outer space. 48.8, 68.3, 73.8, 79.2, and that's a player opt. $79.2 million. So, wow, Mark, those are some numbers for Giannis.
Right, but it would also be a second consecutive early exit from the playoffs. And there is fallout when there is a big name, highly paid team that doesn't go somewhere. There will be fallout from the Suns.
Oh, without a doubt.
There will be fallout from the Phoenix Suns.
And for Milwaukee, I don't know what the fallout would be. Unless Giannis is just straight fed up, then you're looking at a $260 million deal that you'd have to find a home for, which is tough to do.
Let's go to Philmo Mike with Willie and Dibby. What's up, Philmo?
Hey, what's up with it, man? All day, y'all been on my boy. And so, first of all, the local team disrespect has gotten to an all-time high. You just said you disrespected Draymond. Interesting story would be, I want to know who people think the most, in terms of basketball IQ, the smartest player in the league. Now, Draymond gets kicked out the game, so he kind of loses it there, but he's a very smart player. With that being said, you guys have been on my guy, Debo. We get emotionally attached to these players, right?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And it's not a last dance. Heck, we haven't even had a first dance. What are we talking about, the last dance? It's the last go-round for this group, yes.
Filmo,
Mike Silver, the last dance.
How have we been on Debo? Explain what we've said.
You, Guru, Shasky, the whole station.
What's the opinion?
Like Debo's not here. You guys have been acting like Debo's not a part of this team.
How so?
Like he's a has-been. Everybody on the station, and it's very, his family could be listening. They're gonna be like, man, we don't need to be in San Francisco because they don't love Debo Samuel. Based on what you guys have been saying all day, Debo's still on the team. He's still here. We have to get the job done. That's the fact of the matter. It hurts my heart. Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, that great of a team didn't get a Super Bowl. They have to get a Super Bowl done, man. So don't kick Debo off the team yet. He's still on the team. Why are we talking about 2 years from now when he's not on the team? We act like he's not here. He's still here.
Filmo, there is one point that I have thread through the last 2 weeks. One point and one point alone. Kick the can down the road. I'm not ready for Brandon or Debo to not be on the team. And all I've said is deal with it next March, because we don't even know. We don't know what the salary situation's going to be. We don't know who performed, who underperformed, who stayed healthy, and who didn't. The only point that I will give you is that I have said that if it comes down to Brandon or Debo, I would put my chip in Brandon's corner. But my very, very clear hope has been that both of these guys stay, because you would be worse if they didn't. I can't speak to what is being said on all shows. I understand where you're coming from. I sort of take issue with getting lumped in there. I like, that's all I've said That's all I've said for a week and a half.
I mean, we should talk about that when it gets there. What we should be talking about is how is the receivers, the rookie receivers, going to, you know, put their imprint onto the game. How puny is going to impact and possibly break the line. You guys talk about like the offensive line, but y'all don't say like the offensive line. So y'all act like the offensive line is raw. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you guys give exception for the offensive line, but we don't give exception for Deebo Samuel. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't see it, to be honest with you, Phil Mo. Much love. I don't like, it's April. It's April. We're not breaking down the game this week. We're breaking down how the 49ers have taken yet another step in reconstructing their roster. And for now, that includes Deebo Samuel, which is all that I've been wanting the whole time. I didn't want to trade. You didn't want to trade.
Nobody's running Deebo off the team. We're looking at the possibility down the road. And the weekend went by, and they didn't trade Deebo, and now there's a report that Pittsburgh thinks they're close to getting a receiver, and people in Pittsburgh think it's either Ayuk or Deebo, possibly. And so it's a discussion point again, although I think it's very, very unlikely at this point that the Niners move off of Deebo between now and next March.
I think beyond unlikely, and even more unlikely in the near term, this Steelers thing, which we've already said, our league sources say that there's nothing going on there. So maybe it's someone else. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today, and your chance to win a $500 credit to La Garza Sports Camp is coming up very, very shortly. Plus, we'll tell you how to get $50 off La Garza, even if you don't win the contest. So stay tuned on that. Now, Philmo brings up a different point that I would love to talk about. Feelings.
Nothing more than feelings?
Feelings? We're going to talk about feelings. Deebo's family might be listening. Therefore, rah-rah, sis-boom-ba, Deebo left, Deebo right, fight, fight, fight. This is the NFL. There are no tougher human beings on earth. And I get that physical and mental are not always married. I fully understand that. But when it comes to the National Football League and professional sports as a whole, hard decisions are constantly being made. The same people who are sitting here right now potentially worried that we're hurting Deebo's feelings have been kicking Klay Thompson in the ass for 2 years now and kicking and screaming about let him walk. I'm not paying Klay that. 4 rings. So unfortunately, I would love that every time an athlete does something good, we kumbaya together and hold a parade. But it's just not reality. It's not how we can do this. And for me, if somebody cannot handle that level, if their stomach cannot handle constantly being talked about, imagining life without them, drafts and free agency that are built to replace you.
Right.
If you can't handle that, you're not built for this. But I'm not coming down Deebo's road because personally, I think he is built for this.
And I haven't seen or heard him do anything that would indicate that his feelings are hurt. And, you know, we had the Diana Rossini had talked to him and she relayed some of the conversation. None of that to me was about hurt feelings. It was him being aware of the reality of the situation, which is there's a draft and you just mentioned it. Every year in the draft, every team across the league drafted a player over the 3 days of the draft who is going to or will or they think might replace somebody who's on the team. Every team in the league had a player at every position. Can we all agree that every team had at least a couple of linebackers and a few corners and a receiver and this and that and the other? And yet every team went about drafting players for positions that were already filled. So
I thought all 220 picks were offensive, Dibs.
Exactly.
I really did.
Every single
you
pick.
You liked the pick? I found it offensive.
They all were offensive.
I thought the pick was offensive.
So
what are my draft grades? Offensive. All 32 of you.
When the Bears take Caleb Williams number one, are you telling me that the Bears didn't already have a quarterback?
They had multiple.
On their roster?
Indeed.
So
they gave Justin Fields away for a song.
Well, they gave him away, but they had other quarterbacks who now. Yes. Oh, God. I can't believe the Bears took Caleb Williams. Boy, I'm offended. So it's a league where you're not allowed to be offended. If you want to get offended, you should be offended by the fact that contracts aren't guaranteed.
Absolutely.
And that is what leads to more hurt feelings than the fact that the Niners took a couple of wide receivers.
Do you ever think about, you want to know what's offensive? What's offensive is that when a player gets drafted in the NFL, he has no choice but to, the next thing that he does, he doesn't get to call mom and dad. He gets to walk out on the stage and hug the person who's going to take advantage of the next 5 to 10 years of his life.
Right.
That's offensive. But we dance with it because we dance with the devil. And that's the deal. Football's an ugly business. And they're unfortunate. There is no room for my feelings are hurt. You drafted a receiver. The Niners went to bed, and they came back 2 days later. You know what they did? They picked their teeth, and they picked another wide receiver.
Exactly.
They did it again.
Right.
They're like, this is the nature of the beast. If there was no salary cap, we could kumbaya with these guys forever, the way Joe Lacob has.
Right.
You could just be like, you're good. We're going to keep you because we make a lot of money.
If there was guaranteed contracts, right, too, then Debo wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't give a rip about who they took, when, or where, because he knew he was going to get his money.
The 49ers have essentially made their business, if you want to know how these contracts get built, and all the NFL teams have, but the Niners are next level at it. They are one of the foremost squads in their ability to never fall too hard into a contract. Sometimes you get stuck, you may acquire one, somebody else did the deal, you take a chance, you end up paying a bunch of money for nothing, high D Ford, hope it's going well, right, for you. It happens. But when the 49ers do a deal, like, the back end of that thing is going to offer flexibility, period.
Right.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, then you're going to be asked to rework your deal, and I'm looking at Kyle Juszczyk's right now, and you know, he was getting a certain amount of money, and then they added on some voidable years in the back end, and he's 33 years old this upcoming year. He actually could be a guy, if they wanted to get radical and change the way they run offense, they would go ahead and make him a post-June 1st release, and the cap hit would be $4 million spread over 2 years, and they could just say goodbye to Kyle Juszczyk, and they still would have to pay him some money, but it's an example of what can be done. And when Debo gets through this next year, his dead cap number is about $8 million or so. And so they can cut him post June 1st next year and just say, thank you for your services. And now you're gone. It's a cold, cold hearted league.
No doubt.
And cold blooded.
But I also want, and I wonder, but let's go there because it is hard. And let's not act like feelings don't get hurt.
Right.
But what does that mean? Let's say Debo is livid right now. He might be. His quote to Diana Rossini did not sound like he was happy.
Right.
He's probably annoyed. And if he gave that quote publicly, he's probably even more annoyed than that. So he's annoyed. Okay, what does that mean? What is Debo going to do? What is an annoyed Debo Samuel going to do? Going to hold out?
No.
You're going to run the wrong route?
Right.
Is he going to
start eating ice cream and bonbons and come in all heavy?
Is he going to start, you know, is he going to start poking at teammates? Is it like, what does that look like? In a way, it is the vortex in which a player is stuck. If you get mad, what can you do about it? Go play harder.
Right.
Go play harder. You know who was mad? Brett Favre was mad. Played amazing football. Kept Aaron Rodgers at bay for 3 years. Then you know who got mad? Aaron Rodgers got mad. They drafted Jordan Love. See what Aaron did?
MVP, right?
Twice. Twice. So if Debo Samuel is furious right now, if his family is listening, first off, I have no idea what it was that happened on this show that would offend anybody in the Samuel family. I think that Philmo just, I think there was a buildup of the whole day, and he finally wanted to let it out at 4:05, and that's totally fine.
Yep.
I have no, like, I missed a lot of what happened earlier. I don't know what was said about Deebo Samuel, but if the Samuel family is furious at everything that's happening on 95.7 The Game today, you want to know how Debo's going to react? He's going to try to go get 1,400 yards, because that's the only way you can set yourself up for what's next. You don't think Brandon's mad? You, like, do all of you put weird stuff on Instagram when you're happy? Do you write money talks, BS walks, and in emojis and put it on your IG story when you're having a good day? Of course they're annoyed. They're football players. They kind of show up annoyed for work every day. They're asked to go, like, obliterate other people.
Right. You can't, like, go out there and you know, have a bounce in your step. And you
I mean,
know.
Andrew Luck did that, and it was really weird. Like, he's tapping people on the back. Hey, yeah. Good hit, partner. You weirdo.
Well, Mahomes has a little bit of that, too.
A little bit.
But he's a ferocious competitor at the same time. Totally. And if you're Deebo and you're looking at it, yes, it's April 29th. You can be upset. You can have hurt feelings. And then when the dust settles and the draft is further in the rear view, you realize you call your agent, Tory Dandy, and say, hey, Tory, can you fax over a copy of my contract again? I need a pick-me-up. Oh, that's right. $28.633755 million to play football. I'm not saying it's an easy game. It's not. But Debo's only 28. He'll be 29 in January. So like you said, you go out there, you have a big year. Maybe it's 1,000 yards and another 250 rushing, and you make a deep playoff run, and you make some big plays. And then you get to March next year, and the Niners say, you know, cap casualty, Deebo, we love you. You got to go. Deebo at 29, fresh off another playoff run and another good year, he goes out there and gets one more contract.
He's fine.
He's fine.
And I don't want him gone. I don't want him. Who wants Deebo Samuel gone?
Nobody.
I mean, like, that night, Thursday night, I think that all Niner fans got an opportunity to really explore their feelings about it if you wanted to.
Back to feelings.
Thursday night, Mike Silver wrote an article that suggested, yeah, I don't know about you, but might be getting ready for Deebo to get traded tomorrow. And I made a video about it. I even texted my parents and my sister, huge 49er fans, and I'm like, I better get ready. Tomorrow might be the day. And everybody hated the idea.
Yeah.
You know how that is. My mom, why? Why would they do that? Well, here's why, Mom.
And it's a hard cap
right,
lead, Mom.
Right, it's a hard knock life. Yeah, exactly. I didn't get a text back. But anyway, nobody wants that. It's the reality of the situation. Like, what if I told you right now? Like, yeah, like, Klay Thompson, $30 million a year for 2 years, and he'll come off the bench, and there's no ramifications for that. That doesn't stop you from doing anything else. Rest of your roster is still totally clean. Wouldn't you say yes to that?
Of course. Of course. If you had, you know, room and you weren't in the second apron and all the rest of it, yes. You absolutely, you don't want Klay to have to leave, but, you know, unfortunately, there are financial parameters that have to be observed. They don't have to be, but Joe Lacob, he gets the right at this juncture to get underneath the second apron if he wants, without criticism.
I've talked to no one who's just like, I want Klay gone. Everyone's like, I want Klay back, but at that number.
Right.
Right. So that's the reality of it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.